The Victorian Police Service is asking for clarification about allegations that some of its police officers have assaulted African Australians. A community legal centre has told the ABC that some of its young male clients have accused the police of beating and ridiculing them. Police are also facing criticism for failing to stop racial profiling. In Melbourne, Tom Nightingale reports.
In a confidential interview with a community legal centre, a young African Australian man in Melbourne said, "Can you see all these marks? It's from them." He was referring to police. Interviews like that form the basis of a new report from the Flemington Kensington Community Legal Centre. Victoria Police Acting Deputy Commissioner Jack Blaney says the centre needs to be involved if police can investigate.
If these people who've told some stories to them are prepared, either through them or with us or come to us, we would certainly be interested in hearing their stories and see what we can do about them.
The report is an assessment of how well Victoria Police is bringing about cultural change. The police force promised improvement after settling a long-running court case alleging racial profiling in 2013. During the case, a University of Melbourne expert gave evidence young African men were 2.5 times more likely to be stopped and searched by police compared with other groups of people. The assault and harassment allegations were made in confidential interviews conducted by the report's co-author, Mackie Issa. He told AM some young people said they avoid the CBD because of police violence.
This is a massive issue. You know, this is big. You know, we've spoken to people who have stopped going out to the CBD. They've stopped because, you know, they've had experiences where they have been beaten up, have been discriminated against.
Beaten up by police?
Yeah.
The report is based on interviews with 10 young people who don't want to file complaints. Police are standing by their policy and zero-tolerance approach to racial profiling.
What we're seeing here in this report is something that, you know, we have, I suppose, some concerns around the reliability of it. It is very small sample size and the methodology as well. But irrespective of that, we would encourage anyone, including the people that may have participated in this research, to talk to us about their experiences so we can look into it and hopefully allay those concerns.
Do you think sometimes police do act inappropriately?
Certainly the circumstances that when police do act, and they do act inappropriately, and we deal with that. And that's what we would encourage, as I said earlier, any organisation should encourage that if people are concerned about their work, the way they've been treated, that they report it.
Anthony Kelly is the chief executive of the Flemington Kensington Community Legal Centre.
We hear allegations such as this on a very regular basis.
Does the report include any proof of any assaults?
It's a qualitative survey, so it's the conversations. These young people don't make formal complaints.
If no complaint is made, though, would you agree that that restricts what police are actually able to do?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we're encouraging and supporting people to make formal complaints about this, and those complaints can have the, if they're treated effectively and if they're investigated adequately, they can create change internally. But what we're seeing is that young people generally don't trust the police will investigate their complaint fairly and independently.
Officers are trialling a stop-and-search receipt program in areas of Melbourne with high African migrant populations. Police need to provide a receipt to anyone they stop and question. The receipts and police records don't include ethnic background, so the trial won't show whether racial profiling is happening. The pilot program will finish at the end of 2015, with results available next year.
Tom Nightingale in Melbourne.